Queensland state government to crack down on illegal tobacco and vaping and everything else.
I'm hearing accounts of children in primary schools vaping during their lunch hours. So I think we need an educational campaign to really inform the public about what is actually in these vapes.
Fair enough too, I suppose. You seem to see them everywhere. You see them with kids. I see them kids vaping, 15-year-olds, 14-year-olds.
Not only a campaign is what she wants to declare, it's also an inquiry into e-cigarettes to find out what the devices really contain and to curb their uptake, obviously, amongst Queenslanders. And what's in the vape? We don't know.
I tell you who does have a fair idea. Dr. Brad McKay, author of Fake Medicine and also, of course, a leading GP. Hi, Brad.
Good morning, guys. Hi.
Hey, mate, do you know, you've probably kept an eye on these vapes. Where do you stand on the things? Because they're becoming more and more popular with the kids and everyone's talked about them. They're fruity flavours and everything. What's the go?
Yeah, certainly vaping can be helpful for adults who are trying to give up smoking. Certainly it's better than smoking. But what we're finding is that teenagers are getting their hands on it. And there's all sorts of different ways that that teenagers are getting it into their households and vaping in class. That's what we're finding a lot in Queensland. And yeah, like it's not safe. I think a lot of people just think, oh, well, it's safer than smoking, so it's going to be fine for me. But yeah, like these vapes will have really high doses of nicotine in them. So it's highly, highly addictive. Yeah. Often the labeling isn't very good. So people don't know if it's got nicotine in it or not. And yeah, there's just hundreds of different ingredients for flavorings. So we've got no idea what those will do to people in the longer term regarding their lungs and the rest of their bodies.
That's a lot of the narrative that I've been hearing amongst my friends who have teenagers who are vaping. It's the same as, you know, smoking was back in the day. Oh, well, they're going to do it anyway, you know. Brad, tell us, vaping, if it doesn't have nicotine in it, what is vape juice made of? Do we actually know? We know that it's lots of chemicals and it's not good for us, but do we actually know what's in it? Is it standardized?
There's no real regulation in Australia for that, unfortunately. So there's two main ingredients that can form like the vapor. So what you'll see somebody breathing out. But then there are hundreds of different chemicals that are creating the flavorings. And we really don't know what is in a lot of the vape solution that's around Australia. It's often imported from overseas. It's actually illegal to sell anything that contains nicotine in Australia. People are just able to get it over the counter.
Hey, Brad, I think most of us are okay with what you want to do with your own body. You can choose that. But the reason we got rid of ciggies was because of secondhand smoke, right?
Passive.
So you've got to get it out of indoor areas because I'm not choosing to do that. You're doing it to me.
Clogs up the health system as well.
Correct. How do we go with secondhand smoke and vapor from vapes? If I'm around someone vaping, can that affect me?
Well, I think the issue here as well is, it's fine what you want to do as an adult and having an adult choice. But what we're finding is that a lot of the advertising is for young kids as well. So we're finding even 1 in 10 children are vaping from the age of sort of even 12 to 17. So this is before they're able to make an adult choice about it. And they're already getting hooked on nicotine, which then sets them up for failure later on in life. As far as the secondhand vape is concerned, there's not heaps of evidence to show that it's a major problem for others. That may change. So it's still a relatively new device around the world. It's been here for about 15 or 20 years. The amount of chemical is very low for what other people would be breathing in around you.
Brad, can you help all the mums and dads listening now? How would you deal with kids vaping?
I think it's really important to talk to your kids, your teenagers as well, and particularly if they haven't taken up vaping, have a bit of a word with them. We really don't know what sort of impact this will have on their bodies over time. There's starting to become a little bit of research. There was some research that came out last week looking at lung inflammation and finding that, in a small study that people who were vaping had far greater lung inflammation, so lots of swelling in the airways compared to even smoking and certainly compared to breathing in fresh air. There are so many unknowns here that we're very, very cautious about where we're heading to. And it's certainly illegal as well, but nobody's really checking it. The government regulation isn't working. Customs are meant to be sort of confiscating medication, if they're confiscating vapes, if they're coming through.
How are they getting here? How are they getting into Australia?
Yeah, and it's illegal to sell devices that contain nicotine, but that's happening at every convenience store and tobacconist and petrol station even. So it's marketed for kids. They're able to get it. And, yeah, it's just a tragedy that our regulation isn't really being monitored. There's no policing that's going on to ensure that the rules are actually being carried out.
I think, unfortunately, this is something that we're going to find the impacts of in many years to come, as we have with smoking, which we've now found ourselves in a position where it's heavily taxed and being banned. I think this might be the way forward for vaping as well. Dr. Brad McKay, thank you so very much for your time.
Thank you, guys.
133353, your thoughts on this. Are you a parent of a child who vapes? Where do you stand on it in your household? We'd love to get your thoughts around it. Are you a smoker that use vaping as a way of getting off cigarettes? Oh. But is that now something else that you're addicted to? There's so many topics across this, so many conversations
being
had.
That's what it was for, right? It was meant to be, if you're smoking, this is a better option. But instead of coming down, people are going up from nothing.
Smoking's coming down, but vaping's gone up. And people are going straight to vaping.
Have you heard, and I keep getting this on text messages, people using it with marijuana oil or whatever you call that oil, putting it in their vape, and you can't smell them in a crowd.
If you were at the Snoop Dogg concert last Wednesday night, there was so many vapes just full of marijuana. Everyone was saying, I just got high off the passive vaping.
Got a contact high.
Oh, well.
All right. Unlucky for them, hey, Mark. Yeah.
Include that the price of the ticket. 133353, give us a call. Are you going through this in your family now, vaping in your kids? We'd love to talk to you here on Triple M. It's Marto, Margo and Dan.